wonder if I could tell you of a very strange experience that I had in the catacombs, if we've got time.
Yes, we do. We've got about 7 minutes or so.
Okay. Well, this will be one that I haven't shared with you and our listeners before. Patricia and I were over in Rome doing some research for the new book that's coming out on the 1st of April. And we were in the catacomb that's dedicated to St. Calixtus, who was a very early Roman Catholic pope over there in Rome. And he was a very good man, and he was merciful and generous and kind and had so much going for him. And while we were there, I wanted to take some pictures. But, of course, there were the big notices everywhere, you know, please don't. And then the guide who was running our group said, I can't give you permission, but I can move out of the way so I don't know what's happening. And then he laughed. Well, Patricia went on so that she could see round the next corner of these catacombs the guide and the rest of the party. I hung back to take some pictures. And there was nobody, I am absolutely certain, nobody behind me. And I took the pictures we needed, and then I was very much aware that a tall figure with a conical hat and a black cape was standing behind me. Now, I'm only 5'8", so it isn't difficult to look over my shoulder, right, especially if you're a basketball player. But this guy was not in the least sinister or menacing. He was just there, and he seemed to be exuding curiosity. So I turned around. I wasn't scared. I thought, this, I don't think, is a human member of a human party. I think this is from somewhere else. And although I couldn't see his face because the big conical hat with a wide brim was covering it, I still got this very strong impression that it was only gentle curiosity. Hey, who is this guy? What's he doing here? Now, at one time, before he became Pope, Calixtus had been in charge of that catacomb and looking after the early Christian burials. And because as a priest, I conduct maybe 3-4 funerals a week and always do my best. I regard it's the most important part of a priest's work to help a bereaved family as much as you can.
Of course.
And I got the impression that here was a guy from 1600 years ago who had sort of recognized in me a 21st century priest who shared his care and attention and concern and commitment to helping the bereaved. It was almost as if he was saying, hey, it's still going on, this Christian burial. We're still helping families. I used to do it here. And I looked around again, and he'd gone. But the even stranger thing was, when we got back to the hotel, just on that peripheral vision, corner of the eye stuff, I could still see him. And after 2 or 3 days, that stopped. But I'm just an investigator. I'm not normally psychic. I have to take a good medium with me. But there's probably one of only two occasions in the last 60-odd years when I've actually seen something or someone, an entity, who was very definitely not from our flesh and blood world.